get really irritated. Back to Gruber.
Well, there he goes. Wait. Is that him? I think that's him. I think that's Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost on the back roads of Michigan the most of anyone ever. Wait. Oh, here he comes. Okay. Catch your breath, everybody. It's Ron Rademacher. Ron, welcome back.
I am, I'm a message, by the way, because I am back.
You're back.
Yeah, to that steelhead that flipped me the fin and spit my rappel back at me over a Manistee.
Oh, that
next
hurts.
Next time I'm bringing you and Ivy, because if Ivy had been on the boat,
she'd
have boated that thing.
She's a fish charmer. She's a fishing magician and a fish charmer. There's no question.
They take me out there for comic relief with my skills. It's an ugly
trust thing. Me, Ivy. But here's the truth about women that fish, especially if they're with a guide. They do better generally. You know why? Because unlike you and I, they listen to the guide. The guide says, do this, do that. You and I think, oh, we know what we're doing. You're not listening. I know what I'm doing. I got this. And she'll listen to everything, and she'll hook more fish, and she'll just smile and pose for the picture, and we'll look better than you and I combined. So that's that. Anyhow. How you been?
Wouldn't take much to look better than you and I combined. I mean, really, that's kind of a setting the bar kind of low. But.
Fair point you make. All right, so it's Labor Day weekend. Can you believe it? We're closing the books on summer 2018. I'm shocked, Ron. I'm shocked.
As most people are, that it's already upon us. But this is it. But I'll tell you, look forward. The weather is great in northern Michigan. It's raining constantly.
Yes, it is.
So color should be good this year. Because last year, everything was brown. We had no rain. Now it's just raining constantly. This is wonderful.
Well, I was going to juice it. Now I just hope that it doesn't get too windy too early because that just rips the leaves off the trees. We'll see what happens. But let's start with the annual Mackinac Bridge Walk. I've never done it. Have you?
I have not done it.
Well, what is wrong with you?
I avoid the bridge when it's closed, which it will be for that. I'm going to be across it on Sunday. I'm heading up into the North Country. But this is it. This is the big walk. And if you get across all the way, it's a good way to tour both Mackinac City and St. Nicholas.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I've never done it either. I'm giving you grief, but I've not done it. A lot of folks do it. They do the Dalmack, which, of course, is the epic bike ride from Michigan State University to the bridge. I've done that a couple of times.
Really?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get a little saddle sore, but it's all right. I get through it. I'm telling you, I'm going to need some more powder. Let's see here. I'm sorry about that. Let's see. Let's move on to Craft Beer Week before we think too much about that powder. Move along. Nothing to see.
Well, no, move along. If you're going to ride your bike across the bridge, you may as well keep on going to Marquette because it's Craft Beer Week.
There you go.
Yeah. And breweries from even down in your area will be there.
For example.
And it ends up next weekend with the Beer Fest.
Excellent. And that's all about, in Michigan being, a lot of people don't realize this, Michigan top four for number of craft breweries in the nation. Colorado, Montana, California, and Michigan all clustered in the top four, which is pretty cool. So, all right, let's stay to the north and let's talk about Monarch Butterflies at Tawas Point. Tell me about that.
Well, the Monarch Butterflies are migrating this time of year. They're going to fly all the way to Mexico to winter. And there are two places in Michigan where they gather, Stonington Point in the Upper Peninsula and Tawas Point. And I have a picture just sent to me yesterday. They are huge flocks are covering Tawas Point right now.
That's just cool. I've never seen that, but I hear great things about it. All right.
Listen, if you've ever walked through a flock of 100,000 monarch butterflies,
yep,
then it's a great experience.
It sounds like a great experience. All right, let's keep rolling so we can make sure we cover everybody today. Harrisville.
Harmony Week this week starts this weekend. Everybody knows the biggest arts and crafts street fair in Michigan is Ann Arbor. The second biggest one is in Harrisville. They will start this weekend and go for 5 days. The town has 500 people in it. There'll be 350 art booths.
All right, so I'm going to apologize to the people of Harrisville in advance. Where is it?
It is halfway between Oscoda and Alpena on Lake Huron, right on the water.
All right. Now, I know. So that pinpoints it very well for me. That's easy over there on Lake Huron. Beautiful place.
Even,
all right.
even you could find it.
Even I could find it. How about Heart Heritage Days?
Listen, this is one of the best. They have a great historical village there. And they only open a couple of times a year. They have one of the largest collections of of arrowheads and Indian artifacts in the state, and they have the amazing animated dolls. If you've never seen these are from way back in the early 1900s and used to be brought out for Christmas at one of the department stores. Unbelievable.
Sounds awesome. All right, let's head south quick before we run out of time. Holland and the Big Trucks, they'll be playing Labor Day Parade. The Holland and the Big Trucks, sounds like a band. Holland and the Big Trucks performing one day only. Trucks.
Almost as much fun as my buddies Lukewarm and the Not So Hot.
Yeah.
Holland, you don't think of Holland as a truck thing, but they are going to have the Big Trucks Labor Day Parade and Ice Cream Social. Remember, everybody, you wouldn't be getting your Amazon packages if the big trucks weren't running.
That's correct. Absolutely true.
Go to the parade.
All right. Let's head to the Thumb. What do you got there for me?
I got Harbor Beach.
Love that place.
Been to the Thumb. A lot of people haven't. It's a forgotten digit.
It's the forgotten digit.
Lake Huron is Harbor Beach. And, of course, you know, you think of Lake Huron, you think of salsa, right?
Oh, sure. Why wouldn't you?
So they're having their salsa festival. Go there and eat them.
All right. Let's see. We got to move quickly. Lansing.
The Chicken Wing Festival. Listen, I'm not a big wing guy, but they are going to do it upright and just hope that the Draft House is going to be at this festival from DeWitt, because I've tried wings all over the state, and nobody can touch what they do at the Draft House in DeWitt.
Man, you just threw down the gauntlet for everybody else, didn't you? You got to match up. You know, you got to bring your A game. You threw down the gauntlet there. Adado Riverfront Park for that event, by the way. And yeah, one last thing, Saline.
Exactly, yeah, the Riverfront Park, that's where we're going to be. Yeah. Saline, yeah, go to Saline. Saline's a great town. They're having their community fair this month. They're going to be judging your rabbit. They got the pig show. They got a goat beauty pageant. I mean,
a goat beauty pageant.
Sure, yeah. Some people, a lot of people from
where do I fill out the form?
Like sheep, but down to Saline, they go for the goats.
Yeah, you got my goat, Ron. You got my goat. MichiganBackroads.com, the place to find Ron Rademacher. Anything you heard here from the Mackinac Bridge to Marquette, Harrisville, Hart, Holland, Lansing, the Thumb, Saline, whatever you hear, or if you'd like to hear your town mentioned one of these times here on the Steve Gruber Show with Ron Rademacher, go to MichiganBackroads.com. Make contact with Ron if you can find him. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I'm
tired of fighting hard water? Tired of all the scrubbing and harsh chemicals that can burn your hands and throat? Then it's time to call Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, and schedule your free water test today. Wolverine Water has been locally owned and operated in Michigan since 1947, so nobody understands your water issues better than Wolverine. Get your free water test by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. One of our trained water professionals will personally meet with you, discuss your concerns, and put a plan together to treat your water. Get your free water test at WolverineWaterSystems.com. Now.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.